Beaver Believers. Welcome to another edition of The Timely Beaver. We have for you today demo tapes from local Oregon punk bands, Blackout Radio, Standard Issue, Pellet Gun, and 2 Bucks Short. And we have with us today as well...
Dave in California. Hello, Ted.
Hey, Dave. So good to have you back on the show, my friend.
Thank you, Ted. Good to be here.
Sweet. And, well, for those of you who didn't know, I just recently got back from a trip to California to see Dave. I went back to visit some people. We had a reunion and made a whirlwind trip through San Francisco, partying it up with my buddy Kirk on his 30th, where he staggered home, blacked out, and had all sorts of craziness. Dave and me hung out. Dave, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about what we did?
Well, I picked you up in Redwood City, and we met your friends up there, with Tony among them.
So then me and Dave, after Dave picked me up, we went and did our old haunt. For all of you hardcores out there, we hung out outside, drank, and at our old place, KK, and it was awesome.
Dude, that is our watering hole, though, right? That's our unofficial
watering hole. We definitely laid a few good soldiers down that night.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Got some quality beer, yeah, we were just, it's such a great, like, location, but now it's a hostel now in the back. It used to be just totally just farmland, and, you know, it'd just be nothing out there. Yeah. A real peaceful place.
It was very peaceful.
Yep.
That trip was awesome. It was a good time back, good time to see everyone, and then came back to the wonderful, fascinating realm of Halloween. But we'll get to that shortly here, but we'll take a brief intermission for our first band. Free tonight is Blackout Radio here from Portland, Oregon. More information about them at myspace.com/blackoutradio. From their demo CD, here they are with the song Yellowtail.
that was Blackout Radio with Yellowtail, like Ted mentioned before the break. Check them out at http://myspace.com/blackoutradio.
Yeah, definitely check them out. I don't know where they're touring, but they probably have their tour dates posted on that MySpace page. And check them out. Support the underground sounds. Support your local musicians. It's awesome.
That's right, man. It's all about the local yokels.
Local pride. You got to give it up. And speaking of local, and before the break, we mentioned Halloween. The holiday came and passed just recently. And
Yes.
So, Dave, any horrific Ghosts of Cheney Pass?
Ghosts of Cheney Pass. Very good reference, Ted. That was for those listeners that are diehard, you'll remember our little Halloween ghost stories from last year. And in one of the segments, I played the, I don't know if it was me or you, Ted, that played the ghost of Dick Cheney.
Yeah, but, I can't remember. But yeah, check out last October's shows. We did all sorts of fun stuff like
crazy
that.
Crazy stuff. But, yeah, last Halloween was it. We had a fun month. But getting back to this year's Halloween, you know, nothing really exciting, Ted. I worked and then I just kicked back, had a couple beers.
That's it?
Yep.
Aww.
Very, very mellow. I had to get up early the next day. It was uneventful on my end, but I'm excited to hear about what you did.
All right. Well, I'll just dig into it. Went to a Halloween party. It was awesome. Had a good time there. But what was most horrific about this All Hallows Eve season was a corn maze that we went out to.
And, oh, cool.
Yeah, it was really sweet. And there was a group of about six of us. We got blazing drunk in the parking lot. And then and it was pitch black. Walked through the corn maze and corn stalks about 7 feet, 8 feet tall. So you get lost and kids running around. It was awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
They didn't have people jumping out with chainsaws.
They did have people dressed up and in costumes randomly roaming the corn maze. They also had people jumping out. All the people in there were just fucking with you. It was great. It was a good time.
That's crazy, man.
Yes.
Glad to hear you had a good time. Yeah, it was just really, really mellow Halloween.
Well, anything but mellow, Dave, is our next band.
Yeah, exactly. Coming up right here, we have Standard Issue with their song, Why. They can be found on myspace.com/standardissue. So here they are with Why.
We'll be right back.
That was Standard Issue with Y. As Dave said, check them out at myspace.com/standardissue. And that song, actually, I got on demo that I received, a two-song demo, about 4 years ago when I saw Standard Issue playing in the woods at a rave in Central Oregon. It was really bizarre to see a punk band with all these techno DJs spinning, but there it was.
I know, and now here they are 4 years later on our Time of Uber show.
Yeah, they have a CD out now, actually, so go check it out. You can find it at cdbaby.com.
CDBaby.com.
Yes, find your local independent and hard-to-find CDs at CDBaby.com.
Ting! Ting! Go check it out.
Well, now for a little guitar shop talk.
Yeah.
For those of you who haven't heard of it, there's a podcast out there called Boss Tone Radio. You can find it, I think, at boss.us.com or something, Roland. Anyways, they're the manufacturer of guitar and bass pedals and different effects. But they have this podcast where they have famous musicians come on and they describe their techniques and stylings for sound and tone for their instruments. And there's this one gentleman who was on their most recent edition who was talking about a hammer-on and pull-off technique, where you hold a certain chord up towards the 12th fret and you mirror your left hand hold with your right hand but tapping on the fret. So you kind of get this, I don't know if it's called an arpeggio or some sort of effect, but you roll your fingers on the fret, so you get, instead of a triplet, you get like an 8-beat that you can roll up and down the frets and strings, and it sounds very soothing and melodic.
Hey, Ted, would you mind providing a link if you can dig that up for the listeners?
Yeah, if
that'd
you're
be good.
Interested, as I pull up my browser.
And while Ted's doing that, I'll just kind of throw in my two cents there. This technique that Ted speaks of is creating a... it's not really a natural harmonic. It's more of an artificial harmonic. So, like, if you wanted to finger tap on the, like, a E minor, the finger tapped up in the 12th fret, then you can hit... One of the techniques that Eddie Van Halen uses is to finger tap on... make an E minor chord and then finger tap on the E string, on the low E, and then progress to the 14th fret for your next two strings to create an artificial E minor. So, but anyways, Ted can get back to that link right now.
Yeah, you can find this podcast at bossus.com. And under the customer support tab, you go down and there's a link called podcasts. And that's where you can find all the information on these podcasts and more. And that musician that I was talking about with the double hand tap method, that was Paul Hansen.
Okay. Now, I doubt that he's the one of the Hansen fame with the same famous Mbop song. But
yeah, I highly doubt that. Actually, I'm sorry, not Paul Hansen. My apologies. That was Steve Lynch was the
okay,
guy.
A little different name, but
a little
yeah.
different, but yeah. So definitely check that out. And anyways, another band that you should be checking out here too is Pellet Gun, a great Eugene band. You can find their information at myspace.com/pelletgun. I think it's kind of funny that all these bands don't have real web pages, but they all have MySpace pages.
I think it's a sign of the time.
Yeah. But here's Pellet Gun with I Bet You Think a Lot.
Thank you.
right, that was Pellet Gun with I Bet You Think a Lot. Like Ted said before we played them, they do have a base account. They can be found at myspace.com/PelletGun, PelletGun. Go check them out if you are so inclined.
Yeah. And if you're also so inclined, there's a couple concerts that you should check out coming around town these days. For starters, if you're into that old school 90s ska, there's Real Big Fish. And they'll be touring up through Canada and the East Coast here in the months of November. So check them out as they tour around your neighborhood.
Yeah, also coming around on the West Coast with one stop in Urbana, Illinois, which is really random, but Five for Fighting. They'll be at the House of Blues tonight, and in West Hollywood, they'll be at Great American Music Hall in San Francisco on Monday night, and they have a Portland date and a Seattle date.
So yeah, another great band that, or musician, I should say, that I particularly like, and I think you should check out, even though it may be hard, because this is a real limited tour, but Frank Black from the Pixies, or Black Francis, if you will. He's making a solo tour up through Canada, up to, I believe, St. Paul, and then down the West Coast and Southern California, so check him out.
And another band I wanted to mention was a band called 30 Seconds to Mars, and Ted and I were talking about this earlier, and the frontman, as far as I remember, as far as I know, is Jared Leto. So he was an actor of teeny bop fame, so I don't want to say that. Yeah, no, I don't want to say that, but anyways, he was in some hit movies and TV shows back in the 90s, and his band's coming through, pretty much, they're going all over the country, just starting in Florida, and they're going to end up in the Wiltern LG on November 25th, so they're 30 Seconds to Mars. If you want to give them a listen, go check them out. Any more, Ted?
I got one more, which I definitely have to recommend checking out, but the Super Suckers.
Okay.
Yeah, they're taking the West Coast tour up through California, Oregon, Washington, and then a whole bunch of New England dates. They get as far out as St. Paul and Chicago, so that's about as far west as they go on that East Coast side. Check them out this month. Our recommendation, Super Suckers, Frank Black, 30 Seconds to Mars.
And for the old school and us, Real Big Fish.
You gotta dig that old school. Nothing better.
Indeed.
Well, I think that brings us to the end of the show.
All right, well, thank you, Ted.
Well, thank you, Dave, and thank you all for listening. If you have any musical suggestions or concerts that you would like to promote on the show, feel free to contact us at timelybeaver@gmail.com.
Definitely let us know. You know, we want to hear from everyone out there.
Thank you all again, and you can find all today's show information along with links and information on all the bands at timelybeaver.com. So thank you all again, and thank you, Dave.
All right, thank you, Ted. Have a good day, everyone. And we will leave you guys with a song from a band called Two Bucks Short, and it's called North Worst. And Two Bucks Short can be found on MySpace, and they are found at myspace.com/2BucksShort, number 2, Bucks Short. And here they are on our website with North Worst.
Dave. Davey.
Dude, seriously.